Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, I'm
already drunk.
Tu es un sac de bite.
This call is now being recorded.
This call is now being recorded.
Hello!
Hello, friends!
So, sorry. Sorry in advance. Sorry immediately about the sound quality right now. Shannon and I are going to try to fix it going forward. But this is what we got at the moment. Happy quarantine, everyone!
Happy St. Patrick's Day quarantine! Woo!
Actually, we're not quarantined for St. Patrick's Day. We are quarantined from COVID-19.
Right.
Haven't come out and say it yet. We're still social distancing.
Right.
But we're pretty much quarantined.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did go out shopping today to the store, so.
Yeah. Well, tons of people are sick in my county, and the CDC is only testing you if you can't breathe. So,
yes.
If you can breathe, you are to stay home. We are going to assume you have it. Don't leave your house. Let us know when you can't breathe, then we will admit you into the hospital.
I saw an amazing video a few days ago from a doctor from the UK. And he said that the earliest symptoms are a low fever. So if you have low fever, just stay the fuck at home. And that it is a dry cough, right?
Yeah.
So I've had a wet cough for 2 weeks, and people keep staring at me in the store. And I'm like, this is old and wet. So
I'm old and wet.
So dry cough, guys, is this kind. All right? Yes? Wet cough is like, right, where you're getting something up.
Yeah.
So now I've done that, and know your cough.
Know your cough.
Catherine was warm yesterday.
So.
I know.
She was just, like, warm. She didn't have a fever, but it wasn't her normal temperature. And she's fine today. So
that's what they're saying is like one of the first things is just a low grade fever.
Yeah. So
we're all gonna die.
See if we get it. Yeah.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
My grandma, I called Jean, and she said, I know what it's like to be in jail.
Yeah, but you have jail with really cushy beds and fun activities.
right, exactly. So they quarantined them early. They aren't allowed visitors or to leave the building or anything. So my mom was actually like picking up groceries for my grandma and showed up, and the doors were locked, and she's like banging on the doors, and they're like, you can't come here. And they're like, we will leave the groceries up here for her. And my mom is like, the fuck you are? She's 92 years old and there's frozen food in there. Go take it down to her. And then they just left the groceries there and went back. And my mom starts banging on the door again. And I'm like, you gave us no warning that this was coming. You need to take her groceries.
Right. And we got loose for it, man.
Yeah.
Hope to feed them.
Well, you know, the people who work there are still coming into work. So it's not like you know, especially the food servers who are, you know, teenagers, young 20s.
Yeah.
You know, like they are still going out and living their lives. So, and then coming into work.
No, hopefully not.
My
friend Mania, who's an ER doctor, posted another post today, and she was like, yes, we do not have enough tests. Yes, if you are sick, you will not get one unless you can't breathe. Just stay home. So there's like way more cases here. Like the flu. Like there's always way more cases of the flu than we know because people just know they have it and stay home. It's when it gets so bad and you go to the doctor and then they're like, yep, you have the flu.
Right. Well, when I had the swine of 09, they were like, we don't want you to come into the doctor. Stay home.
Yeah.
You know, I just knew I had it based on like the symptoms of the swine flu versus the symptoms of the regular flu,
yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
year.
So U of M did set up, they're doing like virtual doctor visits for all regular sick staff. They have 3 drive-through testing sites in Ann Arbor, Canton, and Brighton. So, but that's only if the CDC deems you sick enough for a test.
All right. Well, let's talk about other things. I'm sure everybody is tired of hearing about it and reading about it.
We'll be dead by the time this posts, so.
I'm so furious at Discover Card.
Yeah.
So I called them yesterday, and I was like, are you offering anything to people who have been affected by the coronavirus outbreak? And she was so sweet and so nice that I didn't even tell her that it was bullshit because she was so caring. But they were like, yes, we are waiving minimum payments, so you don't have to pay this month. You don't have to worry about it, but interest still will accrue. And
right.
I was like, that doesn't fucking help me. Like,
right.
I can pay the $30 minimum payment. What I
right.
won't be able to do is make up, like, they're acting like people are going to be able to, like, make up the missed work. And, like, it's just kicking the can down the road, you know?
Right. Handle so, these businesses also want to make their money. Our government is bailing out the airlines. Where's the bailout for us?
Did you call your rep? I called both of our senators today. I didn't call my rep because I hate him, but I need to call him tomorrow. But I called both the senators, and I was like, don't bail out the airlines. When they got their huge tax breaks, they did stock buybacks. They don't deserve this. Like, they paid
right.
all of the money from all of the flights. Like, they just, like, you know, like,
oh,
all of the
yeah.
people who didn't.
They're keeping all the money. Delta,
right.
if we canceled our flights, they charged us a cancellation fee that was almost as much as the goddamn ticket. They're not losing any money on this. Plus, they're like bazillionaires.
Yeah.
They can take the hit.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm...
so sorry, you're not going to have $1 billion profit this quarter.
Eat a bag of dicks. Eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah. So you said don't bail out the airlines, bail us out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I went on a little rant both times. So it's
yeah, you're gonna bail out the airline companies but offer small business people loans. Fuck off.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Oh.
Fuck off.
I was not trying to insult you on Facebook the other day. I was trying to make a joke, and then everyone else took it too seriously. So
I knew you were joking. Yeah. I was like, oh, look, the Small Business Association is doing something for y'all. Woo! I didn't really read it. I just, like, I saw the information and shared it. It was actually from Alyssa Slotkin. He emailed us about it. So what? I just... copied the link and shared it. I didn't realize it was a small business loan, not just like, here's some money to stay afloat. So,
I mean, that is what some people need. Like, and it's low interest. It's a low interest loan.
Yeah, like 3%, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, which would
like our student loans. That's nothing.
It would make it, you know, easy. Like some businesses, that would be fine. But so
yeah.
my joke, what I said was, yeah, I just need some people to give me money that I don't have to pay back.
Right.
Because that's the thing. I'm never going to, like, some businesses might get a boost when the economy goes back, right? Like some businesses, like the airlines are going to, people are going to book again and it's going to be fine. And like, you know, people who have avoided buying things are going to buy them again, like et cetera. People are going to buy stuff again.
We are going to continue to buy shit as long as we have money. But if we don't have money, we can't buy shit. So don't protect the businesses, protect the people. And that includes, like, the people that own the businesses.
Yeah.
As long as we can stay afloat, the economy will be fine. But if you're not supporting your people, then we won't be able to do anything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
U of M is totally on board. They gave us 80 hours of coronavirus time. And then the hospital gets another additional 120 sick hours of coronavirus sick time. So, plus we have our extended sick time we can use as well. So, like, I'm fucking covered if I have to stop working tomorrow. You know? And even my boss was like, you should take corona time as vacation time. She's like, you are home, you are overwhelmed, you have a child and a kid to take care of. If you can't get your shit done, that's okay. Just take a day off, and we'll use your corona bank. We'll use my corona time. Corona time! You all can see me, like, throw up a peace sign and be like, yay! I really tried to find a way to record, like, a video tonight. I was like, maybe we can do, like, a Zoom call and record it and post it on our website so you can see both of our faces and hands talking.
Thank God you can't, because I'm not wearing makeup or a bra.
Well, I just took my bra off. I didn't get dressed at all today till like 3:30. And then I was like, I'm getting dressed for St. Patrick's Day tonight.
Natalie posted a picture of her bra on Facebook and said, goodbye, fucker, for 3 weeks at least.
My boss yesterday was like, she texted me. She was like, oh, I didn't get dressed today, and I should have, because you looked way good on that conference call we were on. So this morning she sent me a picture all dolled up, and I sent her a picture. I'm like, yeah, I have no meetings today, so this is me. Anyway. So we watched the Dropkick Murphys live tonight on YouTube. It was really fun. They did a live concert. They were supposed to play the House of Blues in Boston tonight. They're a Bostonian Irish band. And they played to an empty crowd in a bar in an undisclosed location because they didn't want anyone to come out and find them and wait on the streets for them or try to get into the club they were at. But they played like they had a packed house full of people. And they talked to us, you know, they broke that fourth wall and were talking to us, and we cheered and hooped and hollered here in the living room, and we made comments on their YouTube live chat, which was literally flying by. There were so many comments, you couldn't even, like, read one whole line until it got to the top and disappeared. So it was like 156,000 people were watching the live feed at one point that I was watching. And that was just the YouTube feed. That didn't count Facebook and their website and Instagram. So
wow.
They probably had their largest concert they're ever going to have in their life tonight. You know. Yeah.
that's really fun, though. Like, what a fun little
awesome?
Thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
So, and they're supposed to go on tour with Rancid this summer, like starting in May. And so they did do a super small Q&A as a little break. And they were like, we hope the tour is still going on, but we don't know. We know we're really looking forward to touring with Rancid. And then they're like, where are you? We want to come down. And they're like, nope, we didn't even tell our friends and family where we are.
That's delightful. That's
like,
amazing.
Y'all fuckers will come down and here and you're not supposed to stay home.
Right. Stay the fuck at home.
Yep. So, I do have sad news.
What?
YFU Global has decided to send home all the students on program.
Oh, my goodness.
So the German students here on scholarship were already got that notice last week. They're going home like Thursday and Friday this week. And then YFU Global said yesterday to prepare everyone else to go home at some point in the very near future.
So you don't even know.
Don't even know. Like, it could be Friday. It could be next Friday. It could be 3 weeks from now. Like, we don't know.
Are they sending Italian children back to Italy?
I think at their last message, they said they were kind of taking it on a country-by-country basis. So I do have Italian students on program here in Livingston County. They do not want to go home.
Yeah.
You know, Isla doesn't want to go home. There's like 5,000 confirmed cases in Germany. You know, Germany's the size of Ohio, Illinois, and Kentucky put together. We looked it up on the internet. So it's those three Midwestern states mushed together is about the size of Germany. And, you know, we only have 100 confirmed cases between those three states, and Germany has 5,000. You know, that's not to say we don't have 10,000 cases in the U.S. now, because we do. They're just not confirmed, so those numbers aren't showing up anywhere.
Right.
So, that's happening. So everyone is scared and upset. They don't want to go home. They want to stay here. They feel safer here. But we don't have the medical infrastructure to handle 6 students. You know, they're here on crappy insurance. The U.S. medical system is not the best system for them to be sick in. So I honestly think that's one of the reasons why they're sending them home. But in our last email, or one of our last emails, they did say, you know, we've heard all your concerns, because there's like French students who don't want to go home, Italian students who don't want to go home, definitely the Asian students don't want to go home.
I'm not laughing. I mean,
right. Yeah. Right. Funny, not funny. Right.
Funny, not funny.
And so like YFU is working with each of those countries, and the countries that will let their children come home will be sent home. The countries who are like, nope, you keep them, they will stay. So,
I mean, I honestly sort of hope most of them say, no, you keep them.
Right. Because they're here they're already all here through June. You know, the earliest flight home that one of my students has is like June 6th, right after school ends. And he's on our Yes Flex program, which is the only program not to be recalled so far. That's our Department of State program with Muslim-based countries. So the Department of State has not made the decision to send them home yet. But the German scholarship program said, yes, send our kids home. And that was a call I had to do last Thursday, calm down a student. Like, I hadn't even read the email yet. And then I had to call her mom and tell her mom over the phone, bawling her eyes out now, because she had no clue that was going on.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. So, like, you know, now Isla's going home, and her parents are, you know, they're happy to have her home early, but they're sad that her time here is ending early. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe they'll send her back for a summer or something, you know.
I mean, it is wild how much my opinion has changed from day to day.
Like, yeah, I mean, we were all like, we're going to New York still.
Plane tickets
a week
ago.
You literally bought those tickets a week ago. And I mean, I don't think we should go today, but that could change in a week. Like, things could be in an upswing. Like, we still don't know. That trip's 2 weeks away still. We could all be dying, or we could all be better. So,
based on what we've seen in other countries, I don't particularly think we're going to all be better. I think school is going to be canceled for the rest of the school year.
Yeah. And I'll be homeschooling and trying to work. You know, we have not done any schooling yet. It's only Tuesday, people. Calm the fuck down. All these people, like, homeschooling as of Sunday. I was like, calm down! We haven't even had spring break yet. Calm down. Jesus Christ, let your kids have, like, a four-day vacation before you start make them do their goddamn worksheets. So, like, I am not there mentally yet. Maybe next week.
My dad offered to pay me to work in their garden, and he's so excited about it. Let me tell you how much I want to do that.
I can work in my garden?
It's zero. I hate physical labor. I hate outside. We all know I hate being outside.
Dude, like, just have like four gummies and go puddle around in the garden.
Yeah, actually, I did stop my sobriety. So I had stopped eating gummies or anything because of hoping to get this YMCA job. And, like, I'd still been holding out on it. And finally yesterday, I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it. They're not open anyway. Fuck it.
Yep.
And even if they are and they want to hire me, I'll just be like, yeah, I do edibles to manage my anxiety. Like, but I do them at home. I don't do them during work hours, you know.
You're still not allowed to do that.
Says who?
You're just not allowed to, like, for their job. Like, they have a strict policy on it, always have. And it took other states, like, in other states, they had to pass laws where, like, in California and Colorado, maybe both, one or the other, I don't remember, had to pass a law saying that you cannot discriminate against someone for not passing a marijuana on a drug test.
Right.
They had to actually, are you okay? You're breathing hard. Are you dying?
No, I'm not dying. I'm just fat. You haven't noticed. I do a lot of heavy breathing on the podcast for, like, the last year.
Maybe I'm just noticing it because today we're on the phone.
Probably, and I'm, like, breathing right into your ear holes.
You are breathing right into my ear holes. But, like, also, are you sure it's not coronavirus?
Yeah. Well, no dry cough yet.
No dry cough. Sweet Jesus. Yeah, I had a total meltdown yesterday. Like, I was really in a bad place. I just, like, was furious at, well, I had a ton of cancellations. So, like, as soon as they canceled school on Thursday, I contacted students and I was like, let's still work on stuff. Let's work on your SAT prep. Like, let's blah, blah, blah. And one kid was like, I don't think that I'll wait till you're back in the office. I don't think I can do Skype sessions. And I was like, well, I mean, I am going to be working in the office because, like, I'm going to be working from there regardless. So you can come in and see me if that's really what you need to do. Like, I would rather see people, you know, see him in person I would rather that he agreed to do the Skype sessions because that's safer. And then it gets to yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to cancel on you today. And I was like, I fucking saw that coming.
Right.
And then he was like, good luck with work. And I was like, oh, you mean good luck not working at all? I was not nice about it. I tried really hard to, like, convince people to still come see me in a gentle and kind and thoughtful way. I was not pressuring anybody, but I was just, like, touting the values of tutoring still.
Well, if so school cancels for the rest of the year, give it a week, so I'll be banging on your doors again.
I hope so.
You know, those moms won't be able to handle it. I'm already like, can Maggie teach Catherine anything over Skype? Like, I have, like, a pre-K workbook she can just start doing. And Brighton sent a bunch of resources out. And her teacher emails us every day. And I'm just like, calm down! Enjoy your spring break! So,
calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. Catherine is not interested in doing schoolwork right now. So.
Shocker.
Anyway, yeah.
Lots of people were really critical of me from, like, I knew that this was going to happen. I knew that my kids were going to see this as a break. I knew that people, like, I just knew that this, so I started panicking right away, and people were like, didn't you offer online sessions? And I was like, yes, motherfucker, of course I did. Do you think I'm a fucking idiot who doesn't know how to run my goddamn business? Of course I did. The kids are going to see this as a vacation, and they're going to cancel on me, and without, like, imminent. I mean, dude, I can't even get people to not all come on Wednesday. Like, I can't get them to plan ahead because Thursday's test day for a lot of math classes. Like, I can't get them to plan ahead to come earlier in the week. Without any pressing deadlines, no one's going to come see me. That's not how high schoolers work. That's not how they see things. Which is what I've said many times where people are like, they should be teaching, you know, financial management in high school. And I'm like, no, they shouldn't. Kids are not going to learn it. They're going to do the bare minimum that they have to pass the class, and it is not going to sink in. I don't see the purpose of it. So this is that same sort of thing as my opinion on that, where, like, they don't give a shit. Like, they don't have anything pressing to do. So I have one student who's taking AP and IB classes and who's like, I am going to still learn this because if I paid for that IB test and they don't, like, they're not going to take stuff off of the IB test because we missed school for coronavirus.
Right.
So I have
it's a standardized test. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I contacted all of my juniors and said, let's work on stuff for the SATs. They're talking about not having SATs this year.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Well, they'll push the colleges into not taking standardized tests, finally.
Probably just for that one class, though. For the class of 2021, the kids who are juniors this year, it will push the colleges to not have standardized tests for that one time. But, they canceled the April one and are like, everybody's going to have to take it in June.
Do you know Rackham does not require a GRE to get into graduate school?
I don't think I knew that.
It's the individual schools and colleges that set their own requirements for admissions.
Yeah.
So Rackham has a real low bar getting to graduate school.
I don't think I ever knew that.
It's the other colleges that have higher bars and require testing and whatnot. Rackham requires your transcripts, two essays, and an application. Oh, and one or two letters of rec, maybe. I don't even know if they require letters of rec.
That's actually the thing that I'm most worried about getting for going to grad school. Like, I really want to go to grad school, and I think about it a lot. I just can't afford it. But, like, who would I get to do letters of recommendation for me? I have not been in college for 20 years, for 15 years.
Yeah. You should go get a PhD. They're fully funded.
Where? Oh, I see what you're getting at. Yes. That is what I should do.
And you've been out of school for 15 years. Go get a PhD. Don't go get a master's.
Well, I wanted a master's in education.
Go get a PhD in education. Write a dissertation, and then we can call you Dr. Mayville.
My high school principal, I never liked the guy very much, and he would... His name was, you know, for most of my high school was Mr. Mesner, and then he got his doctorate, and his first name was Dave, and I was like, I will call, and he kept on being like, Dr. Mesner, and I was like, okay, Dr. Dave.
Like, right?
Let's try to
keep you down here in reality for a second, so Dr. Dave.
I will call you doctor, but then I will call you by your first name.
The only physicians I call doctor at U of M are physicians I don't know personally. And then once they sign off their name, Dave, and like my next reply is like, thanks, Dave. You know, like, fuck that.
Right.
I honestly treat them like coworkers, not, you know, senior faculty.
Well, I mean, you know, that's
hey,
a real blurry
Sally!
Line.
Hey, Sally! I know you're the chair. You're the dean of the college, but what's up, girl?
Well, I mean, so, for you, though, it is kind of a blurry line. Like, they are kind of coworkers.
Yeah. Because I was leaving, I started making her watch old 80s John Hughes movies today. We watched. I gave her, like, the plots of the movies and made her pick. So I was like, okay, John Hughes wrote all the movies that we based our lives on today. And these are the plots. And I was like, guy skips school and spends the day in the city. Girl's parents forget her birthday. And, you know, hilarity ensues. Poor girl wants to date rich boy, but her best friend doesn't approve. So just like went down the list and made her pick. So we watched.
What'd you watch?
We watched Pretty in Pink, mm-hmm. and Breakfast Club, and then we watched Weird Science. So we almost got three Anthony Michael Hall movies in today.
That's impressive.
If we had watched 16 Candles, they would have been three Anthony Michael Hall movies.
All of the Anthony Michael Halls. So I binged a whole show on Friday and then a whole nother show on Saturday.
Awesome.
And I watched a movie yesterday. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what we're watching. On Friday, I watched Siempre Bruja. Season 2. So I watch it in Spanish with the Spanish subtitles, with the English subtitles on. Because they speak, my dad was like, can you understand them? And I was like, they speak really fast. Where I'm like, I know all those words. That does not sound like what they just said. Like,
you keep using those words. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So I watched that. The first season was pretty problematic because she was, like, a slave in love with a white guy. She was his slave, right? So, like,
mm-hmm.
that there's problems there. But she, like, travels to the present, right? So, like, to her future, and she, like, totally slaves here, and she's still, like, total badass witch. And so her like, lover is in the present, and he's like, why don't you, come back to the past? It was simpler then. And she's like, bitch, I was your slave. Like, no.
Right.
So that sort of, like, smoothed that out and made it better. I really love her friends. So anyway, I watched Siempre Bruja, which apparently also has English dubbing, but I didn't notice that as an option. But I preferred to watch it in Spanish anyway. I prefer subtitles over dubbing unless it's anime, in which case I prefer dubbing. Because anime characters don't move their lips to the words anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But, like, it very much bothers me to see the, like, lips moving and have it be wrong. So.
Right.
Then on Saturday, I watched Lock and Key. Netflix has been pushing that hard for me lately, so I watched the whole thing. It was good. It was darker than I imagined it was going to be. So it was, I enjoyed it. It's not like a high recommendation, but like while you're at home, while you're quarantined, while you're bored, go ahead mm-hmm. and watch it. Not for kids.
Yeah. So that's my issue. Like the things I want to watch during the daytime when it's light out, like Witcher, I can't. So I'm not really making progress on that.
Yeah.
We did the John Hughes marathon a late afternoon John Hughes marathon today. But it's only Tuesday, so haven't really started binging shit yet. I'm still working, you know, like 6 hours, 6-7 hours a day for my job on top of taking care of kid and dog. So
your kid doesn't really understand what's going on.
No, like we haven't hid anything from her, and they talked about Corona in school, but she does it. She's not comprehending that we have to stay in the house. So Sunday, I let her go play with the neighbor kids, and then Monday, I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore. You played, like, they had other family members over Sunday, so she played with strangers, not the normal people and the normal germs she's around. So,
I'm making a face into my phone.
The neighbors are still all playing outside and with each other. And so she was really upset at me yesterday and really upset at me today. And I was like, honey, there are a lot of germs out there, and I don't want you to die. So, like, we have to stay in the house. We cannot go play with our friends. You know, she wants a play date with her friend Gwen, who lives, you know, a block or two away. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey, you can't. But she's home like us. She's stuck at home like us. I'm like, I know, sweetie, but
yeah.
We're stuck at home for a reason. So she's not really comprehending why we can't go do things. So I told her she go to the property line and wave to her friends. I'm like, don't go play with them.
I'm sure that went over great.
Right? Yeah, it did not. At some point, though, they're all going to be standing at the property line screaming at each other because they can't, you know, get closer than 10 feet to each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
So I got a bunch of notifications for Kid Messenger, Facebook Kids Messenger. Jenny and Tracy signed up for it and sent me invites to be friends with their kids. So I signed Catherine up for it, and that is literally all she's done for 2 days. Is call everyone in her friends list. Last night she was talking to her own friends till well past 8 o'clock. And today she did the same thing. So I already have to take a phone away from her, which she doesn't understand either. So because now she's discovered TikTok and that she can call her friends on their phones. And that's all she wants to do now. And I'm like, no. You need to go outside and play. No. Yeah, take your dog out. Go outside and play. All right, now it's time to learn something. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're not even 6 yet. You're 5. You're not 14. You're not supposed to be doing this to me yet. Calm down. So.
Rough.
It's been rough. It's only been 2 days, so. But I think we got a little groove going today. Things are quieter in the morning around here till lunchtime, and then it kind of gets a little crazy. So if I can, you know, bang out a bunch of work in the morning, my afternoon, and leave afternoons free for more interruptions, then I should be able to get a good amount of work done. So.
Yeah.
My direct supervisor is like, I don't want you to log hours. I just want you to send me a list of things you did today. I'm like, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then I log it on my calendar at work. So she knows I'm overly honest and ethical when it comes to my time. So she'll be able to look at my calendar and see when I really work, because I am. I do log the chunks off on my calendar. So today I stopped working at 3, but I had my email up and open till 5, and, you know, answers to answer things if they popped through, so, which they did not. And I got 2 whole work phone calls today, 1 yesterday. So even, like, phone calls are quiet. Anyway. It cray, man.
It's cray.
It cray.
It cray.
My dad was like, I mean, it was Saturday, right? So, like, schools hadn't actually even been shut down yet.
Right.
And he was like, I need to run to the store. And I was like, the fuck you are. I'm going to the store. You dumb
right.
dummy. So my dad is at high risk, extremely
yeah.
high risk. Yeah. Although for that thing that he won't tell me about.
Right.
Jesus Christ, my family. but my grandma, my 92-year-old grandma, so I'm like, I'm worried about Jean. She's in a senior living facility. If it goes through her senior living facility, it is going to kill them.
Kill them all. Yep.
It will kill them all. So, like, I've been worried about her and her doctor.
No, that's
said,
how we solve the social security problem, you know.
No, do you know what the social security problem actually is? The government has been using that to dip into for 30 years now. That's what
oh,
the
yeah.
issue is.
Yeah.
That's
Definitely.
The fucking issue.
Yeah.
The issue is not that there's too many old people. The issue is that the government used that as their own private slush fund for, like, whatever.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah.
Oh, we have so much money. No, that's our money. So we could have a retirement. Like, that's our government-mandated retirement fund. You're supposed to continue to pay my salary after retirement with the money I paid into that benefit. Instead, they put
right.
us all on some sort of, like, reduced $30,000 a year bullshit, which no one can live off of. And you're like,
right.
motherfucker, you're just wasting our own money. And that's a whole other rant.
So many rants.
And, like,
but yeah,
Trump's
so
like,
my...
I'm going to give you all money. I was like, oh, yeah, you taking it from Social Security?
Seriously.
All of a sudden, you guys can come up with a bunch of money for all of us? Like, why don't you just do that on the reg? You know, why don't we just get a supplemental income?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
you're worried about Jean. If they get right. in the facility, everyone's dying.
Right. But then my grandma had to go to the doctor this week, and her doctor... The doctor of the 92-year-old said that she would be more worried about my dad. So, like,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing that I'm, like, making me suck in my teeth where I'm like, ooh, oh, no.
Yeah.
So,
I told my dad
yeah.
he should not be going. My dad's supposed to go to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I was like, you shouldn't be going to work, Dad. I'm like, if you get this, you will die.
Yeah.
They
got
to prove
they're big, strong men.
Yeah. Well, it's my time to go. It's my time to go. No! Like, this is preventable.
Right.
You know? This isn't a random heart attack or a stroke or an aneurysm that's going to take you out unannounced. Like, this is preventable, and you need to stay home.
So, last night I had this nightmare that I went blind.
From your diabetes?
No, it was like I woke up and I couldn't see anymore. So it was just like
uh-huh.
that. It was like, right. And then I woke up and I could not find my lamp. Like I reached to the exact same place every night to turn on my bedside lamp and it just wasn't there. And
uh-huh.
I was like, oh my God, I'm blind. It has occurred. I can't. And then my phone had fallen off of my bed onto the floor because I keep it sort of under my pillow so that
right.
I can listen to wave noises. So it had fallen off of my bed onto the floor. So I can't find my phone. I can't find my lamp. And I'm just, and then I pulled my.
You're just like, I'm blind.
Yes, exactly. And then in the, like, shuffle of all of it, I pulled my oil diffuser onto the ground. So
oh,
everything,
no.
Yeah. Yep. the one with, I have a water one, right? So I put those drops of oil in with the water.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my phone really stinks like that. I was like, why does my phone smell so weird? And it's because of that. Like, it's, yeah, I dumped it everywhere on the floor. And my phone was on the floor because I had thrown, yeah. It was terrifying. Wow. It was terrifying.
Well, Hot Mess Express.
Dude, I am so the hot, I am the Hot Mess Express.
Yeah, so that's all happening.
Happening.
I haven't heard anything about election stuff other than people are canceling, like, the next, postponing the next round of primaries.
Oh, the DNC doesn't want them to. The DNC is trying to encourage them to still hold the elections.
Yeah, no, go fuck yourself.
What a bunch of fuck faces.
You can wait till June.
Yeah,
you know, hopefully we'll be good by then. I think people are optimistic that we'd be good by May, you know.
My guess is June.
Yeah.
My guess is that, like, things will start to become, like, more better. Yeah, so Ohio tried to cancel theirs, and the DNC tried to stop them, and, yeah.
They're like, pandemic, assholes. Like, you know, we're going to postpone it. Still going to have it.
So,
right now.
In Florida, Biden today got 130 delegates so far. Sanders got 48. And then in Illinois, Biden got 93 and Sanders got 46.
Yeah.
So Biden is widening his lead over Sanders.
Yeah.
And all my Bernie supporting friends are throwing little hissy fits like little diaper babies.
Yeah. I don't know what I did to my knee. Should we talk about that again?
Yeah.
It's really tight. Like, all the ligaments around my knee. Like, I Googled structure of a knee, what the knee looked like. And so I know it's, like, all the, like, the ligaments that attach from my leg muscles down into that point in the knee. They're just,
I'm
now Alexa's talking to me about knee structure. I'm like, who's talking in my living room?
You said that you Googled. You're like, Alexa, I didn't say your name and I didn't say, okay, Google.
I have a Google also next to Alexa.
It must be your Google one. You didn't
I
say okay.
Said, so, okay, I Googled. Probably what it picked up on. So it's just tight, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I sit all day and all of a sudden my ligaments are inflamed, or if it's because I was sitting bisexual for, like, 2 weeks on a new weird couch or what, but, like, since you and I discovered, what, 2 weeks ago, or was it last week, that my knee was, like, acting weird. I've been sitting, like, straight-legged on the blue couch, or I've been sitting on the edge of the green couch so that my feet, you know, my knees bend correctly and my feet are flat on the floor. And then at work, I'm doing the same thing. And at night, I sleep with my knees elevated on pillows so they're, you know, they're like dangly. They're not straight, you know, but they're elevated and dangly. And I just don't know what's going on. It's really hard to go down the stairs correctly. I have to take one step at a time. And just everything is really tender. I, like, press on my knee and on my muscles. Everything is sore. Like I had a bad workout.
That sounds
terrible. It's weird. Yeah.
Well,
weird.
Since Thursday, I've been running every other day. I've been running obsessively. I mean, obsessively, I realize is every day, but, like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
But I have been running every other day. And that's like the only thing that I have to like make myself happy and to look forward to. And I was like,
right.
Mom, for everything, from birthday, Christmas, everything, all I want is Disney gift cards. Like, girl, we are 9 months away from my birthday.
I'm recording. Right. Well, that's okay. You got 9 months to save.
Right. So, I mean, but that, we're 11 months away from the races, but like I'm just obsessively training already for everything.
Are you doing the 5K?
Yeah, probably.
You just need to train for cardio for that.
I don't know.
I'm
what
just wondering,
you need to
like, just wondering if like I get on my row machine and can up my cardio capacity if I could just like jump in and run a 5K with you.
Got 11 months.
Yeah,
be ready.
It's only 3 miles. It's not like it's that hard.
I don't know. I trained for it twice and did poorly both times that I did that. So,
but the thing
like,
is,
both...
you did it. You think you did it poorly compared to everyone else, but you did it. Period.
That's true.
And like. That's the winning thing right there. I'll go run every 5K I want because it doesn't matter to me if I run or walk it. Like, I'm in it, I'm doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 miles is... Like, if you wanted to do the Disney half marathon, then I'd be like, oh, bitch, we got to train.
You know? I'm already thinking about it. So...
Okay.
I was thinking
well,
that I was doing
the
five.
I ain't doing
the
Disney half marathon, but I'll do the 5K.
So I was always thinking that I wanted to do the 10K, right? I heard from a lot of people that it's a really good course in general. Like
yeah.
it's one of the more like beautiful, fun runs. And then I posted that I was planning on training for this and Disney mom said she would walk the 5K with me. And I was like, I can
mm-hmm.
do two races. I can walk the 5K one day and then run the 10K the next day. That's totally doable as long as I train for that. And now that I am obsessive and I'm like, I have 11 months. I could get in shape to do a half marathon.
Yeah, you could. A half marathon is only 13 miles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people run that every day for
right,
funsies.
Exactly. For funsies.
For funsies.
But I have a long way till I am, like, I have a long way to get in shape for running, actually. So I have a long time to decide. Well, no,
yeah.
I have till June 9th to decide because June 9th is sign-up day for the races.
Yeah.
So, but I have till June 9th to see where I'm at my training, which is 3 months. So we'll see where I'm at in 3 months. And if I'm, like, ahead of where I expect to be, then maybe I'll do half marathon, and if I'm not, then I'm just gonna, you know, stick with my dual races. But I was last week when we were recording for our show for last week, Patrick messaged me because I had posted on Snapchat about voting, and so we were like messaging in Snapchat while you and Robert and I were recording, and then he and I have been chatting more, and I think I talked him into running with me.
Nice.
Yeah. So I just keep on sending him my run selfies being like, have you started training yet?
So next February, so the princess races are the weekend of my birthday next year. Hey.
Hey.
And then the weekend after is the Galveston, Texas Mardi Gras weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to go because the podcast Pen Pals that I love has been doing a Galveston trip. They did their second trip this year to the Billionaire's Ball and then on the parade float with one of the Galveston crews. And then they do a live podcast.
Oh, that's really
fun. Yeah, but a lot of palers show up. A lot of fans show up to do all of that with them. And I met a bunch of the big players, the big supporters when I was in Atlanta. And so when they were in Galveston this year, like, I had FOMO. I was like, I want to be in Galveston with all my powers.
I want to go to there.
I want to get Airbnb with all my powers. I want to share a house with 8 strangers and sleep with them.
Here for it.
Right? So,
yeah.
That's like, that's like the next weekend after Disney Princess Run. So, my husband's either going to love me or hate me.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell how he's going to handle that type of stuff when you do it.
Yeah. So, that's probably going to happen. As I sit here thinking, I'm like, we should just take Catherine with us to the Disney Fun Run, too, and have her do the 5K.
There's kid races.
Yeah.
There's actual kid, like, kid fun runs.
Like a 1 mile kid run.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. A family fun run.
I think it's actually just kid.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So that would be fun. She would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had other things to talk about just because I'm like bored, but it's about that time.
Already? I can't tell I don't have a timer on my phone, so. Man, that went by way quicker than normal.
Yeah,
What's your clock say on your phone?
57:42.
Wow. Look at us.
Yeah.
Time flying and not even realizing it.
Yup.
I think I'm going to watch another John Hughes movie, like Uncle Buck or The Great Outdoors, though.
Definitely.
I'll leave the AC poorly out-of-date teen movies to Isla.
So, listen,
dude, like,
friend.
Rewatching those movies now, like, with today's mindset is really weird. Ducky just comes off as a creep now. Like, a stalker creep that won't leave Andy alone. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, and I already bitched about 16 Candles, see how sexist it was last time I watched it. Anyway, so you were going to say something.
Yes, I was going to tell all of our fans that I decided today that I'm going to do like a pay what you can if you need help with your kids' homework. So if you can't pay anything, that's fine. But if you need a little help, hit me up anywhere on Facebook, on like Twitter, you know, whatever. And let me know that you need help with some of your kids' homework while you're doing that homeschooling so that I can help you. And if you feel like sending me some kind of donation or paying me for my time, I would appreciate it. But if you are also in a tight spot right now and can't afford it, then it doesn't matter. You know, it's just like a pay what you can plan for homeschool assistance because I'm actually already bored.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to share that in a coronavirus group I'm in. And one of my poli sci friends started like a resource page. So we're just sharing really cool things like that with each other. And it's grown like countrywide already. There was actually a Native American tribal mom looking for used iPads or something for her kids because they have Wi-Fi at home, but they don't have any tablets. And their school system, you know, is self-funded, and they don't have the resources or money to send those things home with the kids. So I was about to send her my old Amazon Fire tablets, but I just don't know how good they are. I'm sure that they would run a basic app or two and work on the internet, but I feel like I'm sending her sloppy second technology that, you know, they're like 3-4 years old, but I don't use them.
Why not ask her?
Yeah.
Why not ask her? Just say, like, this is what I have available. If that's what you're looking for, and if it's not, then that's, like, I'm not offended. Like, if you don't want
right.
it, then that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I will. Anyway, so I think I'm going to put your little announcement on that group.
You can change the wording so that it makes sense however you want.
Okay.
And feel free to tag either me or my business page in it. So I am doing, I'm doing Pay What You Can for parents who are homeschooling, and I would love to help you out. So, yeah. Find us everywhere at That More Thing, and you can talk to me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been...
This should be 227.
Sure. Sure it is. 220-something for sure of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
For sure of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
For sure of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
For sure of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.